Currently studying political science at the prestigious University of Abuja.
Okay, you think that you would move from Abuja to another place?
Well, it depends. Because right now, I founded a local NGO in 2010, and I sort of lead the organization for now, and we're quite doing well. And now we're even getting funding to send young people to COP. And also send young people to other European countries for knowledge exchange, for exchange programs and knowledge sharing. So it depends. You never can tell.
Tell me, you're involved in these NGOs, but what with all these opportunities to climate change that you have seen during the CCDA5, do you think that you can have another position than work at the NGOs? Regarding the opportunities on renewable energies and on the adaptation project, what is your perspective?
Well, I would say that our own perspective or my perspective is to localize it, because we sort of pay more attention to the regional and international level. But what happens at the local level? That's why we're sort of telling citizens to take ownership. Ownership in the sense that we're talking about climate finance. Finance for mitigation, adaptation. What happens to the tax we pay? Or why can't we start internally generating funds that would use for climate adaptation and mitigation? How is our national government spending taxpayers' money? Why can't we now start divesting and investing in renewable energy? We have pension funds of over $5 million in my country. Why can't we use that fund to invest into renewable energies and create jobs? And knowing that pensioners' funds are still there, and we have, now we're saying we have clean energy, and we're also having funds, income that would not spoil our future, our present, and the future of the unborn children.
Okay, if you have a feel of the many opportunities in terms of job in your countries, what would be the job that you would do?
I would go to farming.
Farming.
We'll go to farming because in Nigeria in the past, agriculture actually contributes to 80% of our GDP. But as of today, we rely on oil and gas, and we have abandoned farming. So if we're able to now incentivize farming and invest in climate-smart agriculture, this is going to amount to reducing the unemployment rate in my country. Because young people in my country are highly unemployed. Over 60% of young people don't have decent jobs. So why can't we see this as a climatic opportunity? Not a problem, but an opportunity to divest and an opportunity to actually move from oil and gas, which is dirty energy, to clean energy that is sustainable over time.
Okay. Regarding this outcome of the CCDA5, you've mentioned in the video a few questions regarding the climate justice. Do you think that the youth can be involved in the negotiations?
Yes, so there's something that for us, we want to take ownership. We want to be part of the process. We want to be on the table. And for us, that is a just cause. That is building barrier against inequality. And we believe we have the numbers, we have innovation, we have technology, we have what it takes, in the sense that there are some, we have our own experience, and we believe that we can be able to shape the outcomes whereby we don't just represent the future, not the present, but we represent the future. Because our generation, we believe that we're that intermediary between the past generation and the future generation. So if they don't transfer this knowledge into us or mentor us through the processes of negotiation and all these international treaties that we call jargons, how are we able to now take this knowledge and move forward from where they stop?
Umi Ahmed Mikidash, Torres Falls, Zimbabwe.